I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old, and what I love most, she has so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty, never knew throughout my life she would be there for me. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're back for the last episode ever because the end of the world is upon us.
That's what they're saying.
So, you know, I'm expecting us to both be raptured. And, you know, most of y'all that are listening to shit will not be able to make it because y'all are too ratchet. Sorry, guys. That's how it works out sometimes. If you're listening to this, you should already know. But this is the Black Guy with Tips.
Yes, it is.
It's a podcast made by a husband and wife couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's comedy.
Yes.
At least mostly. That's what we try to do.
Yes, most of the time.
But, yeah, so we're definitely back in the house to tell you guys peace, man. This is awesome.
It's been a nice run.
Should we even finish the show?
I don't know. What's the reason of finishing the show?
I guess this is all they're going to have left of us, you know, when they're down here in the Armageddon. Trying to fight, so. And you think during Armageddon, people still have iPods and electricity and stuff?
I don't think they have electricity. No.
Oh, well, this will be the last podcast they can hear.
Yep, until their iPod goes dead.
Well, anyway, if you want to find the show, you can go to theblackguywhotips.com. Of course, if you go there, you can donate. We have a recurring donation button, we have single one-time donations. We appreciate both. You can always read our blog there. You can join our forums.
Yes.
And you can even use your Twitter account to join our forums. And you can, we have polls there. You can vote in the polls because we have a poll for each show now.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, a lot of times people have fun going in there and voting in the polls. So make sure you guys are doing that kind of stuff. Also, you can get in contact with us through the email address, which is theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. And you can call the show 704-557-0186 and leave us voicemail.
Yeah, you better do all this stuff soon because, you know, after tonight at 6, you won't be able to listen to it anyway.
Yeah, once y'all, after you know, we get raptured, I don't know who's going to upkeep the site and stuff.
Yeah, and I just hope Jesus is black, no, white, or Jewish, like the Bible said, because if he black, it'll be 8, 9 o'clock before it actually happens. So, you know, just in case Jesus is black, you know.
I'm going to wait till at least 6:30 to make it.
Yeah, if he ain't there by 6:30, we know he's coming 2 months from now.
Of course, don't forget also, leave comments for us on iTunes and reviews, Facebook, Podomatic, and Stitcher Radio. You can make us your favorite radio station or one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the official weapon of the podcast is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So let's interact with the fans because that's what this show is all about. You know, so what do you want to do first, buddy? Well, actually, let's first give everybody props that donated.
Yes.
Because those people keep the show going.
Yes, they do.
So, David R., I don't want to say your last name. Thank you for your recurring donation. I don't know why that other one failed during the middle of the week. But we did get one before it failed, so thank you for that.
And thank you for your final donation. He got it in right on time.
Yeah. I think everybody gonna just be like, well, I might as well undo this return donation.
No, don't undo it. We'll still deduct it even if we're not here.
Jesus will take it upstairs.
Yes, sir.
They got PayPal in heaven?
They sure do. We will take your cash.
I also like to thank Reginald, put his full first name. Reginald W., thank you for the recurring donation.
Yes, thank you.
Very appreciated, man.
It is.
Good things are coming soon. I mean, if we don't get raptured tonight.
Yes.
We also got a donation from Derek, and he actually left a note. He says, hey, you two, big love on the show. I'm going to be getting some more to you later. And just call me DH. Well, it's too late, Derek. I really do get called incognito. Wow.
That's not good.
My Facebook account doesn't even use my real name, and it ain't for being scandalous. I'm just real low-key. Peace. All right, incognito.
Thank you for the
incognito. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that money, player.
Yes, we sure do.
And Larian, he promised us if we got a recurring donation, he would set up.
Oh, snap,
and he did. So Hollywood Lane took some time out for the little people to help us.
This is scheduled. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate that, Larry, man. A lot of people, when they make it to that level where they're interviewing the stars, they don't come back mm-hmm. down.
Not when they're doing big things.
And we got a donation from Carl the Haitian, one, who says, Karen and Rod, keep up the good work. So thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
And that was a lot of donations. I guess people said, fuck it, the world's ending. I ain't planning on being here to pay these bills.
That's right.
So they went ahead and put in, and you know, we'll have some stuff to show for that soon, guys.
Yes,
promise.
We will. Thank you.
All right, so we got emails, we got the
iTunes reviews.
All right, so we had two iTunes reviews this week. So I believe we did the show on the 14th, and I think we got all the ones that came in on the 14th. Did we get Hustle Crow? 5 stars. I love all things Ratchet. If you feel the same, then go ahead and download this podcast and listen to it before you turn in this stolen iPhone. Thank you for that 5-star review.
Yes, thank you.
We have another 5-star review. Yoli for President. 5 stars.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, that's right. We had Yoli the Jew on our podcast.
Yes, we did.
Thursday.
And it was fun.
And it really did seem that a lot of dudes love them some Yoli.
Yes, they do.
You know, and I said this, I predicted this, remember? I said she's just like those chicks in independent movies that all the nerd dudes fall in love with.
Yes, sir.
She's quirky. She's cute. She's shy. She's funny.
Yes.
And she's a photographer.
Yeah, so she's gonna take weird pictures of you guys. She better not just, why don't she just go ahead and dye her hair green so she could be like the girl in Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, she's just like some green dye from being an extra in Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely, he says, the episode with at Yoli the Jew was awesome. I had no idea she was that talented. I enjoy the show every week, no matter who the guest is. The show never seems to skip a beat with the hilarious random thoughts, ratchet news stories, and of course, swords. Keep up the good work, y'all.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, buddy. I wonder if he just did that so Yoli could listen and be like, oh, so he thinks I should be president.
Maybe.
Sir Wackness.
Oh.
Yes, he's a knight of the Whack Republic. He says, opinionated truth teller says, :5 stars.
Thank you.
Because what kind of reviews do we read here, Karen?
5 stars only, dog. 5 stars.
That's right. So he says, cool show. Here are my pros and cons, or should I say my cons and pros regarding this podcast. Cons, the host has the most annoying voice in the history of podcasting.
Who's that, me or you, 5-star Rod?
I believe he's talking about, I don't know, I guess me. I feel like I'm the host. You know? So that was the first, that was the cons.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says also, the show can be long as hell. I've listened to 5 of them so far. The host is on a mission to prove he is funny, and it comes off as artificial at times. The host says, when talking about the show, while the co-host says, we. That tells me the host is a bit self-absorbed.
Oh, 5-star. Yes. It's all about you over here.
It's all about me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Pros, even though the lead man is a bit annoying, he is a very intelligent brother who just needs to polish up a bit. He speaks clearly and has great topics. I don't like when people call me brother when they insult me.
My brother, you think he got some vocabulations going on there?
don't get vocabulations on me, nigga. The co-host is the bomb. Perfect podcasting voice, quick-witted, and has a laugh that makes me laugh.
Thank you.
These two have a great work ethic. They keep the shows coming while other podcasts slack a bit in consistent placement. The chemistry is great. The co-host saves the host on many occasions, which makes for a beautiful concoction of talk and good vibes. The fact that these two are married is inspirational. Friends first makes me want to find a ride or die chick. LOL.
You don't want to find no real one. Mm-mm, find a normal chick. Don't go crazy. Go a little slower.
Right. Yeah. The crazy chicks don't mind moving fast. Overall, this is a rare show where two people make up for each other's weaknesses. I think the host will find a groove and hopefully a voice box. No, I won't. My voice ain't never gonna change, nigga. 32. This shit is stuck.
It's permanent. Sorry.
Yeah. The proof is in the pudding, so these two are gonna do well because they have the desire. They know how to get it done. Wishing the show the best of luck in the future. No disrespect intended by my review, just honest observation. In the end, it's easy for me to critique the show, but I'm sure it's much harder to do a show with myself. So I admire this effort. I have a business partner that does podcasts. He actually put me on to y'all, and I see how hard he works to get it done. Good luck. You have a potential long-term fan. Salute. So, yeah. All right, sir. Whackness of the Whack Republic. I appreciate the kind words and the critical words.
And we appreciate the 5 stars.
Which is the only thing that matters, nigga.
Cha-ching.
Anyway, so at our podcast. But let me take credit for this shit. Let's see what many emails I got today. You know? Because these are all from me, Karen.
You know they are. They
come to my email account. So, you know. it's always funny when people do that, where they kind of try to turn us on each other. Like, we haven't been married for a long time.
I know.
Well, Karen's voice is terrible. I fucking hate her. I was kind of hopeful that we would get something to counterbalance that, because I don't want to get too full of myself.
No, I'm trying to tell you, 5-star Rob, we can't be having this.
Yes, just because I come up with the itinerary sometimes, and the random thoughts are mine, so there's really no way to say, so we were thinking this week. When we were jacking off to that porn star with a baby tattooed on her arm.
No, I was probably sleeping.
Right, so, you know, I don't know. Anyway, let's see here. We got some emails. Is that cool? We do emails, or you want to do the polls or Facebook comments?
Let's do emails.
Okay. We got some emails. Dexter wrote in. Oh, wait, actually, no, that's copy. Delfrino wrote in.
Yes.
What up, Rod? ... Karen.
What's up?
And he lowercase the K on Karen, so I'm guessing that means that he thinks that I say I too much. Alright. Alright, my cousin Lisa sent me a message on Facebook, and I immediately thought of you. Okay, I have a cousin that's kind of touched. And he put touched in quotes. So what do you think touched means? Like,
crazy.
Oh, okay, crazy. So not like molested or anything?
No, not molested, but little touch.
Okay. So he say, nigga named Chucky. He's beige with a big ass head.
I beige. Is that another word for high yellow?
Sprinkled with Nigerian style naps. Similar to Tayshaun Prince.
Aww.
Without the dolphin teeth. Anyway.
I guess that is another word for high yellow.
So he's got a big head, he's got naps over his head, he's beige, and he's touched.
Yes.
This does not seem to be shaping out well for his cousin.
No, and light-skinned, you know.
Anyways, to put you in the temperament of how this nigga rolls, when we were kids, he would frequently try to kill birds and squirrels with throwing stars.
Oh, shit. Ninja style? Yeah, something wrong.
Damn, nigga, who even has throwing stars in acted like 1800. Like, who the fuck is rolling with that shit?
Yes, they're doing it. Now he's doing Naruto shit. No, thank you.
You know what? I'm just gonna copy and paste what she sent me on Facebook. So yeah, this far is in quotes. Your cousin Chucky stopped taking his meds and is in jail again.
Oh.
Right. Straight to the point. I like emails that go straight to the point.
Especially on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. When, what, where, why, how.
Good article so far.
Yeah. From what I gathered from the police report and from talking to him on the phone, he was walking down Kenton Road with no shirt on, carrying a broadsword.
Wow. You pretty sure we ain't got an article on this dude?
Shit, we might end up with one.
Yes.
The police confronted him, and he thought it was wrong for them to try to take his sword. Long story short, they had to taser him numerous times.
Ooh.
And took him to jail. I, since then, gave the police his medication, but there's no way I'm bailing him out this time. When he called me, all he kept doing was asking for that damn sword. He needs Jesus. Yes, apparently it's dude.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't have bailed him out the first time.
Well, maybe Jesus will get to see him about 6 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. He might be still in there.
If you're inside of a room when the rapture comes, do you just keep hitting the ceiling? Like, do you have to get outside somehow?
I don't know.
Because I know it's supposed to just suck you right up into heaven, but yeah, I was just wondering.
I'm assuming you float through objects. Assumption.
Okay. Well,
I might be wrong, but that's from my assumption.
All right, he says, yo, this shit doesn't surprise me. That nigga is the epitome of ratchetness. A broadsword, son. How do you even obtain one of them shits? She didn't say what the charges were. It is against the law to carry. Is it against the law to carry a sword down the street?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because it's a weapon. You can't be just walking down the street with weapons.
But could you walk down the street with like a knife?
No, I mean, probably a butter knife, but I don't think you can walk down the street with, you know, with no kitchen knife, just walking down the street talking about, I'm chilling, your ass go to jail.
Well, he says, by the way, this shit happened in Lexington, Kentucky. The swordplay is spreading. In reference to episode 165, great fucking episode. You guys are getting better and better. Keep up the good work, my brother. Ha! It's kind of funny that dick did that in that review. That's hilarious. You're a pretty intelligent brother when your voice is not being annoying and all you talk about is yourself, my brother. The chick Yoli, okay, her voice had to grow on me because it's kind of Michelle-ish. Who's Michelle?
I'm not sure.
But some of her videos are fucking hilarious. My favorite is my day with my grandparents. And if she's not feeling my comments, she can go, nah, not saying it. I'm out. Bam. So, El Delfrano, a.k.a. Sleep Deprived, a.k.a. the Angry Dominican on the Elevator. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, people, a lot of stuff about voices today. I guess we do have an audio podcast, right?
Yes, sir.
But there's nothing I can do to change this shit.
Nope.
Y'all stuck. 160-something episodes. You shouldn't have listened, nigga.
I know, right?
Ruben writes in, hey, Rod and Karen. Laura Q is the trillest nigga I have heard this year. Wow, and it's May, so that's
a record, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. There's a good chance that Laura Q will stay the trillest until the end.
Yes, sir.
When I read the show description, I didn't know what to think. The fact that Laura Q is from L.A., has a high-pitched voice, and is a punk rocker doesn't add up to trillest nigga. Although I haven't, you know what I realized too about that email? They laugh every time you laugh. So technically, they laugh a lot at me.
Yes, they
even
do.
Even though I suck. Let's see. Although I haven't met any black punk rockers from LA, I assumed that they were all into white girls and not concerned with black issues. Within minutes of the show, he disproved both of my theories. Laura Q is just as black as Chuck D or any other pro-black entertainer. However, I think I need to see a picture of his wife to be completely satisfied. Well, I think you can. I think if you join La Punk Rock, La Punk Noir, yeah. Black Punk Rock on Facebook, he has pictures with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely see her. Black power. Black power, black power, in my punk rock singing voice. not sure what that sounds like, honestly. Let's see. So, in the bleachers writes in, because for some reason his email didn't get sent to us last week.
Oh.
But he wrote one, but then he sent it later, and I was like, I can't read this long ass shit during the middle of the week. We got guest. But, so we sent this in.
Cool.
Rod and Karen. Somehow, my email got lost last week, huh? I'm on to your game.
It wasn't on purpose. I don't know what happened, dog.
Yeah, because you know how we hate reading his emails. Those funny-ass emails. Now, for Sunday's podcast, I can't express how disturbed I was by the guest's views on interracial relations. He's talking about Lord Q. Because Lord Q had some controversial views.
Yes, he did.
He was talking about beheading motherfuckers.
He was not playing.
Yeah, he was talking about not being for interracial relationships. He did not agree.
He wasn't trying to hear that shit at all.
Yeah. He had more controversial things to say. We didn't have time to get into all of them. Plus, I don't do the podcast just to argue with motherfuckers. Like, you know, if you believe that shit, what am I gonna say? I'm gonna be the nigga that convince you? No. I'm for it, but I don't believe in interracial relationships. Oh, okay, I'm sure Rod can convince you in 10 minutes of podcasting.
Man, that ain't happening.
Yeah, you gonna die like that, trust me. So he says, out one side of his mouth, he says he's dated all types of women. But then he says he doesn't think races should mix in marriage and having children. Nice to know that sort of archaic bigoted thinking exists on both sides. Oh, and yeah, castration jokes or not is never funny. Yeah, he did say he wanted to castrate some criminals. I don't really care about the castrating criminals. I mean, you know, I'm pretty hard on criminals.
I'm going to taser him.
As for the show, I did like, Yoli can be my next ex-girlfriend if she wants.
Yeah, right on the ex-list.
He has a penchant for crazy, but the guys love Yoli. I hope she's not crazy.
I don't think she is.
I'm with you and your followers. I'm with you on the followers giving you homework. Because I talked about how, I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
How if I like something on Twitter or Facebook or something, a bunch of people always chime in with other shit I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like last night I was saying that I was enjoying, I enjoyed the Bourne series,
mm-hmm.
the Bourne movies.
Yes.
And it was really good. I watched one last night. And then I got hit up with, well, man, you need to go ahead and read the books. I'm like, well, nigga, now that's work.
I'm not reading the books.
I enjoyed 6 to 7 hours of movies. Now you want me to add in another, say, 20-something plus hours of books.
No.
I'm good.
I'm like this. It's like the Harry Potter movies. We're going to see the finale when it comes out this summer. And I'm content. I'd rather take 10 hours of Harry Potter's movies than 50 hours of reading any day. Nothing personal.
So he says, whenever, you know, well, you should read, watch, rent is the worst thing. Although, Rod, you did say you need an asshole intervention, and that made me laugh. Add me to the list of, I don't care about what shows go with what I'm watching right now. I don't care at random follower that I don't follow back. On the follow back tip, I got a follow me, I'll follow back tweet the other day. Who are these morons?
I know, right?
I hate them motherfuckers.
No, I do not follow you.
I go through painstaking effort to make sure my timeline is both informative and hilarious. Some rando moron who has 2 followers and 95 tweets isn't making the cut unless they're my real life homie. And in that scenario, they say, hey, what's up? And not, can you follow me?
And I unfollowed them motherfuckers because they didn't tweet.
Yeah, I had to unfollow my real friends.
Yes, I know them in real life and see them. And I'm like, you know what, nigga, you don't tweet, I unfollow you. Then they come back, no, nigga, I still not following you.
Yeah, I had to unfollow my real friends. And because some of them unfollow me because I tweet a lot. And if you're not really into Twitter.
Yes.
Then it seems like, okay, that person's tweeting a lot.
Yes.
You know, so it says, I won't lie, I judge people. I've got 3,200 followers. If your account is low and your tweeting since date is lengthy, I'm gonna assume you're not worth it. I'm big time. I'm varsity son. You're JV. You know, that's the thing too. Like, cause if I got all these followers and I'm following 1,000 people or some shit like that, why do I need to add yours? If you're not talking about shit. Now, I don't mind adding people.
Right. That are funny.
Yeah.
That interact with me.
Right.
You know, that have clever things to say. You know, because I have a lot of people in my timeline. I just read their stuff and it just makes me laugh. I might not, you know, reply to everything or interact with everything or tell them what they're saying is funny, but they make my day. You know, but then I have followed people in the past that are boring, tweet about boring shit. And you're like, no, I just can't follow you. You're boring.
Right. Yeah. And I noticed you just said I a lot in that answer, Karen. Don't you mean we?
No, I, because say that again is my account.
Oh, okay, I see. Yes. I see how it is, me, big time.
Me, I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they say I have the ego.
I got an ego, too.
Mm-hmm. You wonder why I say my podcast.
You wonder why I have to put up with 5-star Rob.
Karen, to update you on crazy, she called me Sunday, but it was to inform me after 5 months off, she has a new boyfriend.
Woo-hoo!
See, I told you, I used to mess with crazy. Past tense. Girl. Yeah, so Now you do. Now
yeah,
you used
when
to.
She tell you she had a new boyfriend, that's when it was over with crazy. And it don't mean crazy won't come back to you when she break up with said boyfriend. So still run, nigga.
Yep. That means I'm fully back on the market getting after these ladies. Hide your wives. Hide your above 18-year-old daughters. Because I'm buying everybody drinks out here. These buying drug stories are disturbing and hilarious at the same time. To answer your $10 worth of cocaine question, I will use my Chapel Hill drug knowledge. $10 worth of powder cocaine will get you a line or two. No one buys yay like that. It comes in grams. If you really like to party, 8 balls. Working in a frat bar during college gave me more than enough to info. It is unreal how much you see from those kids.
Wow.
Damn, they must be doing coke like right in front of them and shit.
You better than me. I ain't play that shit. Oh, but gotta go. I don't know. I'm afraid of jail. So I don't deal with people that do things like that. Oh, got to go.
Next weekend, Memorial Day, I'm going ham for America. Now, what? Like, why is he making plans for next week? There's not going to be a next week. Oh, maybe he's planning on being here.
I told you, Jesus is black, and Jesus know Memorial Day weekend is going up, and people got back bike week and shit like that. So he gonna map it out just right. Now he gonna come after that weekend.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's right.
I'm going ham for America. I've already got some delicious Sacralina moonshine coming my way this week. I've got my titties and carrot cake shirt getting delivered this week, and I'm going to Chapel Hill for a weekend of pool festivities, drinks, and true ratchetness. In the words of a buddy, I told, I'm coming, good man, get up here and we'll do hood rat things with our hood rat friends. What hood rat things? Well, I'm taking America's first ever shining loco bomb. That's similar to a Jaeger bomb, a sake bomb, or a Boilermaker. A half glass of the loco, so you take a half glass for a loco.
Okay.
Cranberry lemonade flavor, of course. I will drop a shot of peach moonshine into it. Shazam, bitches.
Wow. Yeah. You don't plan on seeing anything. You're going to be going through the motions, dog. I wish you best of luck.
I'll be ready to party.
Yes, you will be. Wow, that's that Derek and them partying, boy. You just wake up with times where you just black out.
Yeah, time machine.
Yes.
I will take a video of this disastrous act for all to see, and then try to tweet during the day just to prove it doesn't, as many have speculated, kill me. Odds are I'll be prime, past prime. I'll be fully automated.
Yes, you will be.
I'm tired. Going to bed. My email from last week that disappeared. To you, Rod, I say boo this man.
Alright. Yeah, I just hope nobody finds you behind vending machines, sir.
Yeah. Dexter from Shadow Dog Productions writes in, hey, Rod and Karen, what's your favorite end of the world movie? Oh, and I hope your rapture hijacking plan works. Hey, we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed, Dex. I got plans, man. I'm getting out of this piece. I'm breaking out. Cheating the system. I'm going to harness myself to a little kid like Batman and then in the Dark Knight and then just wait for heaven to pull me up. Breaking out.
It's a one man ride on it.
So what's your favorite end of the world movie, Karen? You got
That's
one?
That's a good question. I think, and it may be because I'm biased and maybe because of the time frame, I think my favorite one has got to be Independence Day with Will Smith. And I guess because the time it came out, I was a lot younger. And they've had other movies, but I think Independence Day was one of the first ones. It was like a huge, huge blockbuster. It came out on the 4th of July that year. Everybody had to go see it. I think it was one of the highest grossing movies ever at the time and things like that. So I really, really enjoyed that movie.
I agree. That was the one I was going to pick. I mean, obviously there's some other ones. 2012, yes. Which is terrible.
Oh, that was horrible.
That movie was about global warming. What's the name of that bullshit where the global warming moved out fast the last day or some shit? Anyway.
Yeah, that was terrible too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of terrible ones. Almost all of them are pretty bad. And the funny thing is that world never really ends in any of them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always like it's an end of the world movie where the world survives again.
Yes. And we started from scratch, as always.
But yeah, I would say same thing. Independence Day is my favorite movie for the end of the world. And obviously every time Tyler Perry comes out with a movie, I feel like that's the end of the world, so. Trey writes in, what up, Rod and Karen?
What up?
Stopping by to drop some feedback just in case this might be the last time. I didn't see anything in the headlines that the rapture had started, so I guess God decided to sleep in late before he got to business.
If he got a rest too, dog.
One more rapture comment. I voted on the poll about if the rapture would begin at 6 p.m. Answering that question was like taking the SAT all over again. There should have been a maybe option, but I decided to go with no. It's ridiculous. Hopefully I don't regret it later.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah. You think, cause I, you know, we have polls and people vote in them. You think if you get, you know, God comes down and you get to the gates and you're trying to get in it and you're like, oh yes, Jesus, I always believed. And he's like, actually, I believe you said no, the rapture wasn't coming in a poll on the blackouttips.com.
He was watching that? Yes, I was.
Yes. Those niggas are ratchet.
Yes. I am the internet.
You are not getting in. I love you, but you're going straight to hell, my brother.
Yes, with all the other ratchet people.
I started playing L.A. Noire last night and confirmed that I would be a horrible detective or interrogator.
I would, too.
I had to keep restarting cases to get the right answers out of people. I think it would have been a little easier if they allowed waterboarding to get the right answers out of them. I agree. I've been playing it, too, and apparently I'm not as smart as I thought I was. We've been playing it too.
No.
You know what else? I hate couples that do that.
You've been playing that one. I've been playing something different.
Like, that's one thing about our marriage. Like, we're not faking it, you know, and you can tell, I shouldn't say you can tell, but it really bothers the shit out of me when I talk to people who do that thing where they say we, when it's really I.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if I see you out by yourself, like, I don't, like, I'm a fan of the show, mm-hmm. and I'm talking to you about the podcast and mm-hmm. whatnot, like, that is an experience that you had. So if you actually talk to me about that, or you got on the show and we're talking about it, I expect you to say I was talking to him, mm-hmm. or whatever, about our podcast, or my podcast, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate when people say we when it's false, because to an extent, this is my podcast.
Oh yeah, it's mine too.
Right. So it's like something that a lot of times when I say that is because I was by myself. You talk to me by myself, I'm not gonna be like, yeah. So they were talking to me about our podcast. I'm thinking this is my podcast. He's talking to me about my show.
Yes. And the funny part about it, listening to him and Hennedy off top, but him and his brother made me laugh. Because they got the same mom, and when they talk to each other, they say, my mom, and that confused the shit out of me. I was like, don't y'all niggas got the same mama? Why?
Yeah. That's another thing people don't understand yeah. about.
I was like, why is it my mama?
Yeah, they don't understand about that. With me and my brother, especially, the term my isn't really a sense of ownership for us. Because that's just the way we talk. I don't know why we talk that way, by the way.
And it's just funny. I'm used to it now, but at first, I was like, don't these niggas got the same mama? Is there another woman in here?
Like, even when my brother's on the show, if my dad were to, you know, a subject about our dad, I guess, our dad were to come up, we would both say my dad.
Yes.
Like, I was talking to my dad. Like we don't have the same father, but
yes.
That's how we talk. So, I don't know. Anyway. So, it says, so he says here, I agree with you that they're all real world seasons from here on out should be in Vegas. That show has been on for 20 years plus. Now I'm tiring of seeing all these other cities.
And you know what I just realized?
What?
The Real World been on just about long as I've been damn alive. When the Real World started, 9 or 10?
Right. Yeah, it's
been on forever. Like 25 years.
I don't know if they did or not, but they should really show the episode of To Catch a Predator where the dude killed himself that stopped the show. Yeah, I don't think they've ever shown that. I think they got sued about it, and they couldn't show it, and then they stopped doing the show altogether.
Oh, give them another chance, man. Where are you, Chris?
Yeah, I think they actually got found liable in that shit, too. They had to, like, pay some money to his family.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Because he wasn't one of the pedophiles that showed up at the house. What happened was they found out who he was. And he was like some type of congressman or councilman or something like that. Mm-hmm. City council or mayor, some city office.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to his house instead of him coming to their house. And they have, you know, they got him on tape basically like coming to the door and they trying to confront him. And they were going to put his business on the street and he killed himself.
Wow.
And his family sued the To Catch a Predator people.
Probably for going to his house versus just maybe doing it another route.
Yeah, I mean, it was an extension of the show that they had never taken before.
And that's true. Because most of the times you didn't come, they didn't bother you.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see. Or maybe they could come out with the best of To Catch a Predator, have Chris Hansen give commentary on his thoughts confronting the Predators. I mean, they kind of already have that show. I think it's called Predator Raw or something.
Okay.
Lastly, I checked Yoli's YouTube channel, and I'll keep the simping to a minimum. I'm sure there are other emails and comments simping like crazy. I just listened to her last song, and it was funny as shit. The song Twitter Titties sounds like a club banger. Can't wait to hear it on the radio. You were right, Rod. She does wear a lot of hats. She's the female version of Neo or LL Cool J with the hats.
Yes, she does. I watch Dancing with the Stars, and Neo has been on like 2 or 3 times. Every time that nigga been on, he has a big-ass hat.
Shut up, Karen. As I was saying about my podcast, responding to my listener on my email. That's all for now. this dude says, it's fucked up. That person just laughed because you laughed.
Yes.
You know, I did what they hate. That's all for
now.
Are
you being vocabulacious?
I didn't use any $10 words yet.
Okay, not yet.
That's all for now. My battery is about to die. Stay safe, and hopefully there will be a Sunday podcast. Well, what do you mean? Hopefully there won't be, because me and Karen will be in heaven. Duh. Were you trying to make us stay down here with y'all ratchet tomfoolery?
Never!
That's all for now. My battery is about to die. Stay safe, and hopefully there will be a Sunday podcast. Peace be with you. Rest in peace to Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, I heard about that. That was very sad. He was one of my favorite wrestlers when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I never watched wrestling growing up. So
I loved it when I was smaller. I guess I found out it was fake.
Oh, and then it was like Santa Claus for you.
Yes, I was like, fuck them niggas, it's fake. But I used to love it when I was a kid.
What do you want to do? Facebook comments, the polls, what?
Let's do the polls and Facebook comments.
All right, bam. So the first poll of the week was from our episode Crazy as a Marathon.
Yes.
And the poll question was, have you ever dated a crazy person? 85% of people said yes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a lot of people that have dated a crazy person.
It's a lot of crazy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you don't get to decide if it's dating or not. So it's probably even higher than that. I bet you the people that said no, that there's a crazy person out there was like, bitch, we was dating.
Yes, or either they didn't realize they was crazy until after they broke up.
Yeah, I guarantee Yoli is dating at least 3 or 4 people since our podcast. She don't know it,
mm-mm.
But you know, that's how crazy works. It's not up to you. It's not up to you.
Now they be breaking in your house soon, getting alarm, girl.
And Trojan Scooter says, if a guy says he hasn't dated a crazy chick, he's lying. He probably just didn't realize she was crazy. 15% of people say no, never did it. And 85% say, yup, definitely dated the crazy chick. Or crazy dude. Or somebody crazy. Alright, Lord Q, one of the subjects that he brought up on our podcast with him was, does Maya Rudolph and her roles that she selects, she doesn't really acknowledge her race in any of these roles. And he did not seem to appreciate that. It was on episode 164, Black Man, Black Woman, White Baby. I basically set the poll up. It says, does Maya Rudolph need to acknowledge her race in her acting roles? Yes, she owes it to all the other black actors who are trying to make it. Or no, she doesn't need to prove anything to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
18% of people said yes. So, which is kind of high for me. I didn't expect the number to be very high, who would say that she needs to basically take black roles. And then, no, 82% said she doesn't need to prove anything to anybody. She just pick the role she wants to pick.
That's right.
Let's look at the actual comments about this. Sliggity says, it's her business, but it's obvious she ain't white. Tyrell says, don't know if you gave grown-ups a go on Instant Watch, but she was Chris Rock's character's wife, who I guess through the blackness of the lady playing her mom in the flick equals she was black in that role. See, yeah, that, like maybe he never saw that movie, so that's one.
Okay.
Away We Go, a pretty cool flick with her and a dude from The Office kind of sort of plays on her race, but not really. But I agree with Rod's point. In the supposed post-racial society, she gets to be the ambiguously ethnic person, and that's kind of a hot look. I don't know how you pronounce that. I'm an actor in theater, but it's the same. And the casting process doesn't have anything to do with Malia. That's the other thing. I don't know if she's at a point in her career, because she's never really starred in the movie.
Yeah, well, you can demand things.
Yeah, I don't know if she's in a point in her career. She's like, you must acknowledge my race. Now recast everybody. Said, I'm sure when she goes in for roles, most of which her agent sends her on, she goes in as a type. The fact that she gets the roles as an actress of mixed race is a huge thing in Hollywood to begin with. Once she is more established in her career, she may be able to pick and choose from scripts handed to her. Until then, I don't knock her hustle. Once she's a box office draw, people will write stuff for her, or once she's cast, they'll cast around her. Same thing happens to Rashida Jones and the actress who plays her sister in Away We Go. Her sister was black, Maya Rudolph's sister. An actress who played her sister. Mm-hmm. Now when she pulls a Tiger or Zoe Saldana and explicitly says she isn't black, then I have an issue. Don't even get me started on Zoe Saldana. Don't get us started, Karen. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bill says, it's unfair to ask a person of mixed descent to claim one race over the other. You're asking them to discount the heritage of the father or the mother. Yeah, man, I agree, man. But, you know, Lord Q, kind of crazy. So, he hardcore, dog. He told you.
He don't be playing that.
Say he got controversial opinions, you know. So I asked for our other poll, the one we did on our episode with Yoli. Mm-hmm. I asked, will the rapture happen 5/21 at 6 p.m.? 13% of people say yes, it's science, while 87% of people said no, it's ridiculous. Mr. Bill says, rapture update, this came in this morning, is 9:50 a.m. in Kuala Lumpur time and still no rapture. Perhaps Jesus sleeps till noon. And Montel said, Oprah done taped her last show. What the fuck you think happens next?
I know. Oprah over. It's all over.
All right. So the Facebook comments, like yes, Karen was saying.
Sir.
Let's go ahead and check those bad boys out. We didn't have much on Crazy Was a Marathon. You know what I mean? There was no response. But then we also had the episode with La Punk Noir.
Yeah, I'm assuming Crazy wasn't paying that no attention, so that's why we didn't get any responses.
Tanisha says, in defense of Maya Rudolph, most of the actresses in Bridesmaids are from SNL, Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense to see her on screen with all those white women. Plus, didn't she play Chris Rock's wife in Grown Ups? That's got to count for something. Baby steps, guys. And I said, guys, I believe only Lord Q held that opinion. So calm down, you know? These motherfuckers trying to lump me in. This is why I say I a lot, because I'm only speaking for me, nigga.
That's right.
Agree with what you say, T, but to hell with baby steps. Time ticks on and black people need to make strides. Keith B. Holt Jr. says, great show. I learned a lot and found something new to check out. Lord Q is pretty deep. Not only a black punk rocker, but a pro-black punk rocker. And he said, Lord Q says, you got that right. And Q, who I'm friends with on Xbox, he says, good show, props to Lord Q and helping people discover different kinds of music, and I dig his mad militantness. Off with their heads. I wonder if Q married to a white woman. I need to check into him. Think he might be in an interracial relationship. I also posted the video to Mr. Ghetto Walmart, his very, very terrible, terrible video about Walmart. And then we posted the episode 165, Vocabulacious Adjective. Jaquetta says, Lordy, Lordy. I'm not sure what that means exactly, unless the episode was that ratchet or the title and the picture.
Yes.
Because I did have the picture of Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, and Michael Eric Dyson. And the title was Vocabulacious, so maybe she just said, damn it. This nigga has done it again. All right, so we've done everything except voicemails, right?
Yes, sir.
So are you ready to do some voicemails?
I am.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the voicemails. Nigga, I said, let's go.
Oh.
Stop fucking up, Skype. Technical difficulties. What the fuck? Let me pause this shit for a second. Well, Latoya, for some reason, this shit deleted your voicemail.
Yes, it did.
There's no... I don't know why. It won't let us play it, but... Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, call back again, babe.
Sorry.
What's going on, guys? It's, Kamal, a.k.a. Mr. Westside on Twitter. Haven't called in a while. Like I said in one of my earlier voicemails that I recently joined the Air Force and I'm actually shipping out in like about 2 weeks. So we'll probably leave you guys a bunch of voicemails in these next couple of weeks to get them out the way. I did like to share this one story with you. A couple episodes back you were talking about restroom etiquette. And guys talking to each other while taking a shit or using the urinals. And this is kind of related to that, but this one time I was in college, staying in the dorms, and like we had suites with about six to eight guys in one suite. We shared a bathroom, like two to three toilets, two to three sinks, two showers. And I stayed with the campus suite man in my suite. He wasn't my roommate, but he stayed in the room next to me. He was the campus suite man, and it's one time I'm taking the shit, and I'm in the toilet closest to the door, and he comes in and attempts to retrieve his stash from the ceiling, which is right above where I'm taking the shit. And he climbs up onto the sink. No, actually, I was in the toilet furthest from the door, and he climbed up on the toilet closest to the door to reach into the ceiling and retrieve his stash. And he just was like staring right down at me while I was taking his shit. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Do you mind? And he just kept doing like, all right, he was trying to cover his eyes. I'm like, dog, just wait till I'm done taking the shit.
I know it's slow.
Back. I'm only going to be in 3 minutes. And he still proceeded to get whatever he was getting out of there and took fucking forever while I'm trying to take a shit. But, yeah, that's pretty much the crux of my story. I'm pretty cool with that guy. I rap with him on Twitter regularly. He's a cool guy outside of that incident. Anyway, and you know, the last couple of shows, I'm still behind a few episodes trying to catch up. Alright. Peace.
Peace.
Yikes.
Wow.
That is not cool, man.
No, that is not, man.
And, like, why? They couldn't wait a little longer for him to finish taking his shit?
And be considerate. And I know this. When I'm in there taking a shit, I'm taking a shit and shit stinks. I don't want you in there if I don't want to smell it. What do I want you to smell it for?
That's weird, man.
Very.
All right. Next one.
Hey, this is Morgan P. Campbell. This week the P stands for Podcast Feedback. Just wanted to give a shout-out to my podcast senseis, Rod and Karen. Couple things. Last week, I picked up the show about Crazy. Crazy's a marathon. You guys know I'm pretty well experienced with Crazy. Let me tell you guys one thing about Crazy. I don't know about crazy men, you know, because I'm a dude, I'm straight, I ain't ever dated no crazy men, so I can tell you about that. But crazy women, crazy is like mitochondrial DNA, okay? It is passed down mother to daughter through the generation. Going home to a girl's house and you're starting to get serious. And you notice something ain't right about her mom. Like her mom is like, I don't know, walking around talking to herself, something like that. It's time to get out. I don't care how pretty the girl is. I don't care how normal she's acting. it is time to get out. That's the thing about crazy. Second, I just want to give Rod a shout out, because me and Rod are like kindred souls. Like, I could say to Rod, I could put on Twitter, yay, bitch, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know, we're on the same wavelength. Because I respect anybody too who can invent words. But I gotta tip my cap to Rod for ignorance, and I gotta tip my cap to Rod once again for vocabulations. I'm gonna make the face that you spell vocabulations with the C. V-O-C-A-U-L. Oh man, I just lost the spelling bee right there, but with the C instead of the T at the end. Because that opens you up to the possibility of the word vocabulacity. Kind of like elasticity or perspicacity, something like that. I'm vocabulating right now, let me stop. Anyway, I want to give you guys a shout out to the podcast. Like I said, you guys are our podcast senseis. If you guys didn't do what you did, I don't know if I'd be able to do what I do on our podcast, All Balls Don't Bounce. I don't know if it would be as good, because all we do is just do what you see what y'all do and copy it, basically. Anyway, have a great day. See y'all soon. Peace.
Oh man. First of all, Morgan has a podcast called All Balls Don't Bounce.
Yes.
You can follow him on Twitter, ABDB Media. And it's a funny podcast, but it's also really, really smart. It's just a smart show. It's three black dudes from Canada. That's right. That's three of them.
I know, right? One, two, three. Yeah. Might be all in the country, but at least it's three.
Right. So all three of the black people in Canada, except for Sasha,
yes,
are doing a podcast, and they talk about sports, and they talk about the story underneath a lot of the stories in the media and how shit becomes, you know, how stuff becomes a story. It's really good.
Cool.
But yeah, I might have to go back and change it to vocabulacious. I couldn't decide between the C and the T.
Okay.
But that vocabulacity, that really put me over the top. I think I gotta go back and revise everything.
Yep.
But yeah, thank you, Morgan. And yay, bitch. That's, I know exactly what he's talking about. I'm talking about Far Side. You know what I'm saying? I'm Doctor All Over. Alright, let's go to the next one.
Hey, good morning, Rod, Karen. This is Marshall calling. Well, I hope you guys are having a better morning than I am. Right now I'm having a little rough one. But anyways, I wanted to call in about from your last podcast with Lord Q, man. I love that podcast, man. It's just, you know, I'm a big fan of rock music. Like, I'm a hip hop fan, but I'm also a rock fan at the same time, and that really enlightened me, like knowing that there's like a group that was out there, you know, representing like that for, you know, for black people doing, you know, rock music too. And I'm going to be checking them out soon. So I actually want to tell a story real quick about, like, how I was eventually got into it. I was, back in, like, college or wherever, I lived across the hall from a couple of guys there in a hard rock, metal group. And, I went to my first rock show with them, you know, and, had on my brand new tunes back then. And I was like, oh, straight up hip hop, but, you know, as far as everything went, but yeah, I went to the show with them, and I was standing up when they were performing, and this dude started like, looked like he was convulsing or whatever right in front of me, and then he like started kicking back, and motherfucker stepped on my tims, man, my brand new tims, and scuffed them all. I was like, what the hell? So I pushed him back, like hard, pushing to the ground, and then like, he got up and like just came back up and like just pushed me right back. I was like, okay. And I like didn't realize that I was into this, but it's a mosh pit. All of a sudden, it broke out, and it was like, okay, this is kind of cool. It's like, actually, you know, I love doing a mosh pit because it's like, a legal beat down pretty much, because, hey, I go out there, hey, anybody come up to my face, man, I just put some value. It's like a lot. It's a really good, way to release some stress, but yeah, so that's why I really like, love about that show. I can, like, catch one of those shows out in, LA, or if they have anything coming to the Midwest, I would love to see something like that, and like, get down with other brothers in that. But yeah, and then the other side too, I heard you talking about the real world the other day with Yoli, and I was actually doing a tape before to see if I was gonna get a call, but I think it was either for before the Hawaii or for the Boston show. So I don't know if I was able to beat out Tech or Osiris, whatever. I was like, there's no way I could have gotten up on those brothers. But anyway, so you're saying you have your, Rob said you have your top five black cast members, so I was just wondering who they were exactly. If you should throw that down for me. But anyways, I'm gonna let y'all go. I gotta go, so I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Thank you for the email, voicemail, Marshall.
Yes.
I have to do some thinking about my top five, because my top five, I'm sure, has 10 people in it. But I know Nehemiah, and it looks like Leroy is going to get in there, too. And I actually like David from the New Orleans Real World,
mm-hmm.
even though he only had that one song, Come On Be My Baby Tonight. But yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that one, man. But it says a lot about Marshall that he wanted to be on The Real World, and he's a fan of mosh pits. I think that...
Yes, I was listening to your description, and I think sometimes it might be a cultural thing. Like he said, if you don't know, I know me, I would probably break out and start brawling if somebody just come to me and push me, and I think I'm just not supposed to react. You know, like, that's a very different atmosphere.
Yeah, that sums it up a lot, though. If you told me Marshall is a black dude that likes mosh pits and thought he was going to get on The Real World, I would say, okay, I know exactly where that brother is coming from. So, thank you for the voicemail, Marshall.
Yes.
We appreciate it. And what's up with this voicemail? Why won't it play?
I didn't leave one.
Oh, it won't play because it's 0 seconds long and they didn't leave one. That makes perfect sense.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Montoya. Just call and say what's up, man.
Montoya.
And that last show with Yoni the Jew was funny as hell. But I got a little bit of uncomfy humor I want to throw by y'all. Now that cat and Cali Swag got shot in a drive-by not too long ago. And I heard the story on this other show I was listening to. And after the dude reported it, he stopped and said, somebody should have taught him how to ducky. And I laughed my ass off, man. I tried to run it by my wife, and I got the blank stare. So I had to do the H-Town shuffle. Shout out to Adjus J on that. But anyway, man, like I said, man, I'm a constant supporter, man. I love what y'all doing. And I'm with y'all till y'all stop doing it, man. Anyway, take it easy. All right.
Montoya's. Thank you for the voicemail.
Montoya.
I appreciate it, man.
We do. Thank you.
That's a terrible, terrible joke. Don't tell that to anybody else.
Get it.
Right. It's terrible. But, that was a sad incident. And I'm glad a lot of people were saying that show with Yoli was really funny.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me up and said that was my best show. That was my best show ever. But not our best show ever.
Okay.
But I appreciated the compliment.
Thank
about
you.
Me and yes. On my podcast, The Black Guy Who Tips.
Yes. But if they give you a compliment, they give us a compliment.
Right. See, that's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize. If you call in and say something bad about me or you say something bad about Karen, but then you're going to keep listening and then I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Listen for one reason. I don't give a fuck. Just keep listening.
Yes.
You know, when you give your donation, you just say, I'm donating only to Karen. Rod won't spend any of this money.
Nope.
So, that's fine with me. I will have 10 star Karen and 0 star Rod.
Yes, we will.
Works for me, my brother. So, until tomorrow. And I don't think we actually have a guest book for tomorrow. I gotta actually go confirm some shit.
And find one. I know, right? Or else it'll be a solo after rapture episode.
I have to see who didn't make it through the apocalypse.
I know.
Rapture.
And find out who the leftover scraps is.
Yeah. But in case we do get raptured, or my plan to harness myself to the back of a child, Note to Catch a Predator, and get pulled up to heaven along with them, because all children are innocent.
Yes, but I'm sorry. Last time I checked, it was just a one-man show. I don't think you could piggyback on nobody, baby.
You don't know that. Has God seen The Dark Knight? We'll see. I think I can get out. Don't mess up my plans, baby. I'm gonna get a parachute full of little children, and then just put them all underneath my parachute, and they'll just pull up to heaven with them.
Oh, because kids float?
Yeah, they'll be floating for the rapture. Anyway, man, this has been an episode of the Blackout Tips. Of course, you can email us, theblackouttips@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Call the show, 704-557-0186.
Yes, sir.
Leave us 5-star iTunes reviews about how obnoxious and annoying my voice is and how selfish I am. Or if you want to tell us how Karen's voice is the worst in the world.
Ever.
But it's 5 stars. We will read it on the show.
Yes, we will.
I keep my promises. My promises that I make by myself. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
You too, baby. Mwah.